Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast from whatever thing you download with and from, and I don't know.
The it's internet. A podcast. For having the internet.
Ah, right. The www thing.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
The interweb.
Yeah, but you don't get it from the www anymore.
If you don't have the www, you don't get it.
No, well, you get it from the Apple or from the Google or from the Spotify.
The little podcasting app.
Yeah.
Aren't they all linked, though, still to the technology of the internet?
No, they're all using different things. Do you reckon Mark Zuckerberg's going to be wanting, you know, the Stevie Jobs and the other guy to the Google, Mr. Google?
Did you call him Mark Zuckerberg?
Isn't that his name? Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, he's not a Zuckerberg, that's for sure.
No.
He knows how to Zuckerberg us in on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been Zuckerberged from time to time. Big show today, guys. Young Damien, he ruined TV shows for us.
Forever.
Yeah absolutely forever.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Jade, Sesame Street will never be the same.
No, exactly. You've got to listen to that in the podcast. And Jade, well, you took us down the world of cupcakes. Ah, for cupcakes. And we can't ruin it because it's a great bit that you'll be able to hear again in the potty.
That's right. Get onto it.
I said in the show.
I think they're onto it right now.
Yeah.
Isn't this the intro to the podcast?
Oh, this is it. Yeah, they're there. Yeah.
Yeah, they're here now. Just give us a sec before we talk some crap, and then you can listen to what we're talking about. I said in the show today, I'd love to go back to the Conno pub. Jade, what's it like going to a pub? Because we're in lockdown and you're not. What's it like ordering a drink from a bar?
I mean, isn't everything people say it is?
It is kind of weird because we still have to wear face masks.
Yeah, but not when you're drinking. Not when you're drinking.
Every establishment you're going. And it's funny watching people with face masks on and then kind of lifting up a little bit to kind of get their glass of beer inside.
Oh, just to have a beer.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
But, you know, it works.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. And won't we all celebrate? Imagine that massive spreader event. When they open up all the pubs and we all just dive back into the pubs again. Yeah, super spreading event right there.
And then back into lockdown. Yeah,
and we can't wait for it. Hey, have a good one. Here's what happened. Hooroo.
In the Leith household, we are really trying basically everything to keep us entertained. Okay,
we're insane.
You know, we're trying everything. We're playing games. We're cooking meals. We're basically doing anything. We've been enjoying the whole idea of substituting words on famous things. You know, recently we kind of spoiled a movie by replacing one word. We had another shot at it. All right. We had another shot. This time, we are replacing one word in a TV show
to ruin it
forever.
I like this because we played that game after you told us about it. We did that at our place. It's good fun.
It's a great way to keep the family entertained and have a bit of a laugh. Yeah,
well, it gets them all talking and, hey, you know what? It passes at least 5 minutes. Okay,
that's right.
And every day is broken up into 5 minute intervals. Yep. That's where we're at right now. So
anything to keep them off Minecraft and just heads in iPads and whatnot is a good thing.
That's right.
And it brings everyone together. So you're ruining a TV show with one word.
No, it's not just me. Okay, I just want I want to say here, this is not just the Leith family's list. All right, we've also put it out to the Illawarra. It's on our Facebook page. Okay. So I'm not taking responsibility for all of these. Okay. So the first one. Now, you remember this TV show?
Of course you do.
Oh, yes. Of course. The Simpsons.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
What if it was called the OJ Simpsons?
I feel like his court case went on for nearly as long.
Yes, it did. You know, one that came up was the Wonder Bra years.
The Wonder Bra years. Oh, I used to love the Wonder years.
That's very funny.
I'm sure that people can relate with the Wonder Bra years as well. I mean, the Golden Retriever girls.
The what?
The Golden Retriever girls.
That's very funny.
And actually, you know, speaking of Golden Girls. Mm. I mean, these guys are back again. We know them.
Yeah.
Sex in the City.
Oh, yes.
That was huge.
Good new show.
What if they were called Awkward Sex in the City? Or Unprotected Sex in the City?
Oh, if that went in well, will it?
Rude.
Sex in the City, I like it. Very good.
There's another one here. We had a bit of fun. The Game of Porcelain Thrones. Okay.
I feel like a lot of families are playing that across the Illawarra right now. Who can hide out in there the longest before getting caught out by the kids?
Yes, you know that people are spending a lot of time, because every time you sit on the toilet seat now, it's warm. You know someone's been there for a while.
It's so true. It's never, and the amount of toilet paper you are going through, it's like mountains. Ridiculous stuff.
Ridiculous. All right. These guys, I tell you what. Oh, yeah. Remember B.A. Baracus?
Oh, yes, the A-team.
The A-team. What if they were called the A-hole team?
Oh, I love it.
Four That's guys who good. Do nothing for you. Yeah. They do not, they don't just help you. They're not there for you at all. They don't actually care about you.
They're just a pain in your backside.
Yeah. The pack of A-hole team. Yeah
that's very it. Good.
But the winner for me, and I reckon it's this show. All right. You know that show?
Sesame Street. Snuffleupagus was my favorite character growing up.
All right. What if Snuffleupagus became a fighter? What if it was Sesame Street Fighter? All right. You got Big Bird taking on Elmo. Hey, Big Bird, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Big Bird could start pecking at Elmo's face.
Oh, Oscar the Grouch hitting people in the head with his rubbish tin lid.
The Cookie Monster just eats you.
Yes.
You
know, just, and the referee is definitely the count. You're down for 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
What did you do, Jade? What did you do?
Well, actually, I blame my husband.
Oh, poor old Milko. He cops it, doesn't he? Milko cops it. All right.
This time, it is his fault, though. Mm. Although in front of the children, we're a united front, but between us, I can say that he started it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not here to defend himself, but go on anyway. We'll be the judge.
Quite recently, we've noticed a little trend with Lulu, our 7-year-old. She dropped a pen last week.
Yeah.
And after she dropped it, she said 3 words. For sake.
Oh.
Fill in the blanks. Now, Lulu, everyone knows she's got Down syndrome and her speech can be quite hard to understand at times. That was crystal clear. Crystal clear. So there was a part of me that was quietly impressed because I went, wow, I could really understand that. But then a bigger part of me was really worried because I was like, I could really understand that. She said that with clear diction. That was beautiful.
And also the fact that she got it in perfect context as well.
Oh,
dropping a pen and swearing like that.
That's perfect. So you know, it's that moment where you have that moment where you both look at each other, the parents, and there's a split second where nothing happens because you're trying to decide how to respond and you're trying to telepathically speak to each other just by a look as to say, how are we going to deal with this? And also saying, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. Because as soon as you make it a big deal, the kids cotton onto that and then they keep saying. So Milko and I just looked at each other and we're like, okay, let's pretend that didn't happen. And walked out of the room. The problem is, she's starting to say it all the time, very clearly, in context.
Good on you, Lulu.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Nice work. Uncle Damien and Uncle Straney are right behind you, Lulu.
We are behind you all the way.
You keep it up because it's another parent's problem, not ours.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about this.
And then Milko said, I don't understand where she even got these words from. And he stubbed his toe on a chair moments later and said, for sake. And I was like, well, there you have it, my friend. There is the answer to your query. Now, here's another question for you. How are we going to stop her saying it?
Yeah, how
what are we going to do?
I don't know.
So what have you done?
Okay, so, well, we all know Lulu's good on the tooth. So I'm like, what we need to do is come up with a replacement word and something that she likes. So now we say, whenever that word comes out of her mouth, or those 3 words, we say, oh, for cupcakes.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, for cupcakes.
Yeah, so she'll say the alternative, and then we'll jump in with, oh, for cupcakes, Lulu.
It's good, I like it.
I actually like it.
Because it sounds like it's going to come out. Oh, for cupcakes.
Geez, you got to be really careful, don't you? I mean, it could go either way. You got to be very careful with that one.
That's a good substitute for a swear word.
I like that. I mean, it is one of those conflicts that we do have with our kids because, you know, this is what happens. They will start inheriting some of our little swear words from time to time.
Right.
I mean, we don't swear in the Leith household at all. Oh, no.
I'm sure you don't.
We use words
You're
like
Irish.
Shite and feck instead, all right?
Yeah, they're substituted words because the Irish do use feck quite a lot. And that's substituted for the other F word.
Well, you know, it, as a nation, Ireland as a nation must have got together at some point when, all right, now we can't use the really bad word. So let's just take a letter out of it and call it something different. We all mean the same thing, but it's not a swear word. So, yeah. I mean, they use feck just randomly in Ireland. Yeah. It's just, ah, feck off. You know?
But it's not as offensive.
It is
it's
one of those
things,
though, isn't it?
Is it?
No, it's not offensive at all. When you say it, but there are words that you I like that for cupcakes.
For cupcakes.
I think that's brilliant. So
I reckon.
What are the substitute words that you use instead of swearing?
All right,
because families like do it. Obviously, you know,
they all do it.
Yeah,
come on, they all
are doing it. Everybody does do it. You know, for fudge's sake, all that fudge is
William
put in there as well.
Shatner.
Oh, good one. I like it. So let us know, Illawarra. What's that word that you substitute instead of using the swear word? Let us know. Oh, this could go. Oh, God, I'm starting to get nervous now.
Oh, just thought, polish it behind the door.
It could go.
If it doesn't work out, you can just say, oh, for cupcakes.
Yes, that's right.
Work.
We're going to go to Kiraville. Hi, Gay.
Gay, what swear word are you substituting with something else? Oh, no. Don't tell me the swear word.
No. The other one.
Flip it around.
For the love of Olive.
Oh, goodness me. Whenever they start with a four. Stop. For the love of Olive. You've got to say that pretty quickly, too, to make it actually.
For the love of Olive.
Yeah, see? That works.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I stumbled across this one. Andrew Daddo. You know Andrew Daddo?
Oh, yeah.
He put up a post. He says, and this was outside of a cafe. All right. It says, people must not cough near you. They must cough far away. If you hear someone coughing, tell them to far cough. Far cough.
Far cough. Yeah. Oh, I love it. That's great.
Oh, geez. How you going, Fortnite Jade? Didn't take you long. Far We're going to go to Berkeley.
I was far away.
And Jennifer's online. We're talking those substitute swear words. Jen, what do you got?
Frog it.
Oh, I like it.
Frog it.
Oh, frog it.
Yeah, that's good.
That's one that if you're in the back shed, isn't it? That's a back shed one.
Yeah. Oh, frog it.
Yeah, just like that, Jade. Yeah, good one.
Frog it.
I like
it.
It feels like you can still get the same intensity out, but without the swearing.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, look, I missed the bus. Yeah. Oh, frog it. Like, it's good. You could use it for the other
good
word.
Good one, Jen. Thank you.
We're going to go to Jules online.
Jules, what's your replacement word?
I'm a bit of a Fruit Loops lover. So Fruit Loops. And I also like a schnitzel as well.
Ah, schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Fruit Loops. Ah, yes.
The schnitzel's my favourite one.
Yeah.
How do you use that in context? Can you give me an example?
You know, you hit your tail. Oh, schnitzel. Or Fruit Loops.
It's getting so close.
Really? You know, there's kids around or old people, so you're like,
that's right. And also, in a house of four kids, you say Fruit Loops, oh, man, it's all over.
Oh, yeah.
You say close to dinner time, yep, you're having Fruit Loops for dinner. Let's go to Debbie right now, who's online as well.
Debbie,
Deb.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Jerk's one of my faves. I use that in the car a lot. Everyone's a jerk when I'm driving.
You're jerking a while.
Yeah, jerk's a good one. Far out's always a good one too. That one comes out a lot.
Yeah. My word, it would.
You really drag out the F. Far out.
Yeah. Far out, exactly.
Hey, good on you, Deb. Thanks so much for being part of the show too.
No worries, you're
absolute
welcome.
Absolute legend. There's plenty of those replacement swear words. There's over 300 comments on our Facebook page. So get there now. Go to WaveFM 96.5 on Facey.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on WaveFM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's topic train is coming. Damien and Jade's topic train.
Hey, so if you've only just joined us, the topic train, we give you some of the biggest stories from around the world and locally, but we flip them and ask Jade and Damien if they've ever done some of this. Now, you might have seen the British boxer. He refused to wear his medal in what has been called a stunning podium meltdown. So he won the silver medal. It was delivered to him, but then he had this huge dummy spit about not winning gold. Cuba's Arlon Lopez won his second Olympic gold medal on Wednesday. He gave the British boxer Ben Whittaker a bit of a touch up, but he was absolutely filthy. When he got his silver medal, refused to put it on, simply put it in his pocket. Jade, Damien, when have you been a sore loser?
Oh, I'm a terrible sore loser. Like, it gets to the point that everyone in my household will actually rock, scissors, paper to see who has to play a board game with me because you don't want me to lose.
Oh,
no one wants
wow.
to play against me. I just get filthy. I'm definitely a bad sport.
Oh, no.
What about you, Damien? Bad loser? Sore loser?
I'm not nowadays. Okay, I matured. But when I was younger, you couldn't play sport with me at all. I took it so seriously. I mean, really and truly, particularly squash. Squash, I lost my cool. I remember one time I was playing squash, and the guy, he beat me. Okay, and he beat me fair and square. And I was so furious and so bitter about it. I got the squash ball, and I whacked him with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
you
I did.
I did.
I know. Look, it's not one of my finest moments. And then, to top it all off, I whacked him with it. And then I was so furious, I got my racket. I smashed it off the ground and cracked it entirely, destroyed the racket.
Oh, my God.
You know, Damien, you've been asking me for some months now. Why don't we go and play squash after that? No, thanks.
I don't know. Something happened to me.
Yeah. Wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Helmets, goggles, and like, you know, a steel
padding.
Suit.
Yes. Hey, what about this one, guys? A TikTok mum has let her daughter pee in the car because she makes her own choices.
Oh,
sometimes.
What,
Yep.
The kid just didn't need to go to the toilet. Like, didn't have to go to the toilet. She said, you can wee in the car if you want.
Kid needed to go to the toilet. Sometimes the best way to learn an important lesson is the hard way. So one mum has actually shared why she let her daughter pee in the car on the way to school one morning. She's been praised for great parenting. She says, I ask her every day before we leave to go to the bathroom, and every morning she fakes it on me. So today I said, all right. Go. Just, so she did. Weed in
is a load
the car.
Of crap.
No, no,
oh,
we.
No, no.
We.
Number one, not number two.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I misheard the story. Sorry. Oh, thank goodness it wasn't a load of crap. That'd be
much
messy.
Harder to clean up.
What do you reckon about this, Jade? You're a mum? You got kids?
Well, actually, at first I thought you meant she just let her wee in the car so she doesn't have to use a toilet. And I was like, that's terrible. You know, there's free-range parenting.
Mm.
But that's actually her trying to teach her a lesson. So every day it's a struggle. Do a wee because we've got to drive to school and you don't want to have an accident. And her daughter said no. So she's like, okay, well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And she had an accident. Sometimes kids need to learn the hard way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Okay, I get what you're saying. If it's the hard way, teaching them a lesson... that's fine. I kind of agree with that. I mean, I think that...
But the ladies had to clean up the car.
But that's where I have the issue. So she's allowing the child to make her own choice by weaning the car, but who's actually paying the price?
Yeah, the
mother.
Yeah,
the mother's cleaning it all up.
And it does happen like that. I remember with Alani, she's one of those people that will leave every assignment to the last minute.
Yeah.
And then, so she had an assignment that was due that the next day, and I knew she did, and she's like, oh my God, Mama, I'm so good. I can't be, you know, when they talk like that,
yeah.
And so I was like, going, well, sorry, you knew the assignment was due tomorrow, so you're just gonna have to go and tell your teacher, that the assignment you haven't done it, or you're gonna have to stay up all night and do it. So she ended up staying up all night and doing it and putting the assignment in, but then I had to deal with the emotional, underslept child who didn't sleep all night.
Yeah.
So it kind of does bite in the bum because you've got to deal with the aftermath.
Mm. But I think what you did there, I agree with that. Because that is their responsibility.
Yes.
You know, that is the homework that's been assigned to them, and that is fine. But a 4-year-old allowed to make the choice. You know what? If you feel like, darling, if you feel like you want to do a wee in the car, you just go ahead and do a wee in the car.
Because my child makes her own choice.
She makes her own choice, and I want her to be an independent child. That's not independent.
I don't think she did that. I don't think she said, oh, hop in the car and wee in the car if you want. I think her point was the reason we need to go to the toilet before we go in the car is because you don't want to have an accident. And then the accident invariably happens. So she didn't say, oh, now we're in the car, feel free to wee. I think she just left it. And the daughter did wee, which is what the mum was telling her that would happen if she didn't go to the toilet beforehand.
And I suppose for the daughter, she did pay the price, really. She'll never do it again because it is a bit of a pain in the ass, isn't it?
Well, like, now all she'll do is she'll crap in the car now. She'll be fine. The mother just pays the price yet again.
And then she vomits. She's got to cover all bases. Just explore the space, darling.
Yeah, see how far I can take mum.
The mum's just going to have a drop seat in the back seat of the car for eternity now. Just drop seat or drop sheet. What did I say?
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I want to talk about mask etiquette for a few moments, okay?
Sure.
Etiquette, the rules on how to wear a mask properly, when to wear them and all the rest, because things have happened recently. Okay, I was chatting to one of my good friends. Her and her husband went to the fish markets recently, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Now, she is fanatical about putting sanitizer all over her body. I mean, if she could just kind of pour it onto her head and just let it just continuously drip down like a waterfall, just a waterfall of sanitizer, she would.
Wow.
So she's that way. Her husband, on the flip side, is completely the opposite. All right, if he could have a waterfall of just crap, he would take that as an alternative. That's how extreme these two are.
Wow.
Okay.
To her horror, they went to the fish markets. They obviously wore masks throughout the entire time. It was a hot, sweaty old day. And then when he got back to their house afterwards, he took off the face mask and says, I'm sick of wearing this thing. Turned it around and wiped his whole face with the face mask to wipe the sweat off. So he flipped it around to the exposed side of his mask. And her face just dropped. She rang us yesterday and said, he's disgusted. How could he do this? I can't believe it. He literally turned his mask around and wiped his whole face with the mask. Like when Kerry Chant wiped her eye with the mask.
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that like mask wearing 101, what not to do? The outside is the contaminated part. You don't touch it. You take it off and you put it in the bin.
That it's the rules of a mask. I mean, that is exactly it. It made me think because I have a conflict every time I get in the car. Okay, so if I get in the car with Eileen, we've got like two masks that are sitting in the car and they're the same masks.
Oh, no.
And they've been there for quite some time. And willy-nilly, these masks can go from one person to the other person, okay? And Eileen grabbed my mask to go into the shopping centre the other day, and put it on her face. And I looked at her and went, so wait a minute, what are you doing with that, all right? That's my mask, okay? I know where your nose has been, all right? Okay. I mean, am I being a bit of a prude here? Like, you know, I gave Eileen a kiss the other day just in the house on the cheek and my nose was watering and it touched her chin. Her cheek. So I know what noses do, all right?
Yeah. Okay. It's almost akin to a toothbrush, really. You know how, like, some people are completely okay. I'm fine to share a toothbrush. I don't mind. Milko, if you want to share a toothbrush, go right ahead. Whereas he, on the other hand, that's way too personal. It's kind of the same with a mask, isn't it? Because you are breathing into that reciprocal for hours some days. Yeah. It's got all your bits in it. Bits of skin and everything like that, I'm sure. How's this for really bad mask etiquette? A guy I know went to the 7-Eleven because he wanted to get some Coke.
Yeah.
And he got to the 7-Eleven and realised that he'd forgotten his mask. Looked around, saw one on the ground, picked it up and put it on.
Oh, no.
Wore it in there so he could get his Coke. And you know what's worse? His wife is a doctor.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. I take back everything I just said. That has just annihilated. You know what? Eileen, wear my mask. It's fine.
That's right.
After, if someone could just pick one up off the ground.
Illawarra, is there anything that you have seen in terms of masks across the Illawarra? Let us know. Is there somebody who has just had a Manc mask, you know, with coffee stains and crap all over it?
You do
stuff
see that,
dribbling out the inside of their masks. Let us know, 4275 1965. Give us the Manc masks. I'd love to find out about it. You know, sometimes, I know, Damien, you said the outside is sometimes worse, or that's where all the contaminants are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes the inside of my mask is pretty horrendous.
The way you've been coughing.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.